Coming up, we're going to be talking about Searchlight's wins at the Oscars, plus also a Miley Cyrus special has been removed from Disney Plus, and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. A quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off with talking about the Oscars, which took place last night, and Disney was able to pick up 5 awards, with Searchlight Pictures picking up all 5 of them. So 4 were for the new film Poor Things, including Best Actress for Emma Stone, also picked up Best Production Design, Best Costume Design, and Best Makeup and Hairstyling, which is all pretty cool. I mean, the film definitely looks very weird and kooky, and I love the fact that it's picked up some awards for that. But I'm not gonna lie, there was something with the Best Costume nominations that I really liked more, was because of the fact that they had John Cena come out pretty much with just a card, and they did a whole thing of him being completely naked, and it just kind of, to be honest, is the highlight from what I've seen so far from the Oscars. But nothing to do, well, it's kind of connected, but yeah, so that was pretty cool to see, just having a bit of fun, and John Cena's always up for a laugh. I mean, big fan of his since he debuted in the WWE like 20 plus years ago, but so that was cool. Also, The Last Repair Shop also picked up the award for Best Documentary Short Film. Now, you can watch that documentary on Disney Plus around the world right now, and also you can watch Poor Things. It was released last week on Hulu, and Hulu on Disney Plus in the United States, and you can also find it on Disney Plus around the world. I kind of started watching it. It was a little bit weird. I felt like I needed to concentrate on it, so I turned it off while I was doing something else. I thought, oh, I'll just pop it on in the background, and it kind of started like, no, this is not a film I can put on the background. It's too weird. I need to be paying attention, so I definitely need to watch it. But the fact that it's won so many awards, it was one of the big winners, and didn't quite obviously beat out Oppenheimer, which won loads of awards, which was to be expected. Big movie like that winning was nothing really that I wasn't expecting. But let us know. Do you think the right people won? Do you not? I mean, it was a big year really for Disney not to get anything like in the animation style, because Elemental just wasn't really that good, really, compared to some of the other ones. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't Oscar good. But let us know what you think of all this in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about a big removal from Disney Plus over the weekend. So it was a year ago that Disney Plus added the Miley Cyrus Endless Summer Vacations Backyard Sessions onto Disney Plus, and yet 1 year exactly to the day, it was removed from Disney Plus around the world. Now, I'm not expecting this one to return. Generally, music is something that's a little bit more limited because of licensing. Artists and stuff don't like these things being out there like indefinitely. And also, generally, like with music kind of things, often they're very limited in terms of how often they're available, and they cost quite a bit. So yeah, we've seen this in the past with music specials, and anything that's kind of like limited in terms of like how long it might be sort of trending and something like that. Yeah, so unfortunately it has been removed. As I said, I'm not expecting it to return. It's a shame for fans of Miley Cyrus. Obviously you can still listen to the album and stuff, and it had some great songs on there, plus interviews. I really like the version that she did, The Climb, obviously from like Hannah Montana era. Yeah, and it's just kind of a shame to see these kind of things happen. But anything really regarding music is always very likely to be potentially removed. And this also kind of felt a bit more of a kind of a sort of a boot onto her album being released, and just something that they like put out there. And this could have easily just been filmed for anyone and put out on any platforms. It didn't really feel specifically for Disney Plus. But yeah, so another big kind of removal. But this kind of falls in a very different category to like the typical original removals that is like tax benefits. This probably was always just limited time. But let us know what you think of all this in the comments below. And it also does show, and I'm a little sad, of why Disney really needs to put in on Disney Plus that something is leaving, so that we would have known about this maybe like in advance. I had a feeling it might have done, because it was reported that it had a expiry notice in France, where it's legal that they have to do it. But we just weren't sure if it was going to be just in France, because some of the stuff there happens. But yeah, it's just really frustrating that Disney does not advance, sort of let us know in advance that this stuff is going to happen. But I'd love to know your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about Spectrum Cable, because last year Disney kind of made a new agreement with Spectrum that would allow specifically users to have access to Disney Plus with ads for free included in the package. As part of that deal, they got lost some channels like Freeform and Disney Junior, but also part of the same deal was ESPN Plus. So if you're on like the sports package, you'd get free access to ESPN Plus. Well, now you can get on it for free. You'll find the link below on how to find all the information to it. If you have already kind of signed in and sort of joined up with Disney Plus because you're a Spectrum customer, use that same ID and that's how it's all going to work and stuff. But yeah, so this is a great way again of just kind of for Disney upselling how many subscriptions they have, getting more people into their streaming service, and we're probably going to see more of this as we move forward. And this is probably then going to switch over to the new ESPN app, I'd imagine, next year when they do the full rollout, which will be available also within Disney Plus. But yeah, lots of things going on. But yeah, if you're a Spectrum user, you might as well try out ESPN Plus. Yeah, there's always new things and stuff on there and different documentaries. I'm currently working my way through the Tom Brady special. So I've just been watching the one on Apple TV Plus about the new Patriots. And so I've also gone back and started watching the Man in the Arena one as well that they did a year or so ago. But let us know. You're going to be checking out ESPN Plus. Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Let's now talk about what's new on Disney Plus today. So a couple of big new releases in the US because of the Hulu on Disney Plus add-on. So during the Oscars, they did just after it air a special episode of Abbott Elementary. So you can watch that now on Disney Plus. There's also some new animation from Fox. So you've got like Great North, Grimsberg, etc. So again, there's not a huge week for Disney Plus in terms of new releases other than the Bad Batch and a new Taylor Swift concert. I mean, that's not that big at all, but loads of new stuff for Hulu on Disney Plus. So yeah, if you're interested in that one, let us know in the comments below. In our question today, which comes from Zorro Fan Productions, who says, quick question, whatever happened with the Wilder Vanderrama show, which was it canceled as well? So we haven't really heard anything about this Zorro series since last summer. It was announced a couple of years ago and it's, you know, it's set to kind of go into production in like, but the trouble was, is obviously last summer, but strikes hit, so that kind of hit a big delay. So with last time I saw, I've been doing a little bit of looking around, the last thing I could find was Wilma talking about it on a chat show and saying it was in very much early pre-production, and obviously the strikes would have just like bang, that would have been that kind of for most of the year. Now, he was teasing on his Instagram that there's an announcement or something coming up, but whether or not it's related to that or some other project he's working on, because he's also starring in NCIS, don't know. Hopefully, we might get something on this pretty soon. I imagine, you know, he'd have to get pretty fit to be kind of doing Zorro, you know, one of the classic sort of heroes. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I also have this feeling of this could be a project which could get dumped because it might seem expensive and all the and they're in a kind of a different era of making shows now. So I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if this one was one that was cut. Bob Iger spoke about the idea of cutting some stuff. Could this one be one of them? I don't know. Hopefully we find out soon. But it's also not uncommon for us to kind of get like radio silence on projects for years, but this is the problem sometimes when Disney announce stuff a little bit too early. But let us know, are you excited about a new Zorro series? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe. Nice to see you guys soon. Later.